Well, the end of financial year is looming and always some good opportunities here for small business if you check with your accountant. So today we're talking CCTV and home security and business security with Jeremy Stewart, the VP of Global Marketing at Swan. G'day, Jeremy.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Quite often we catch up and talk about CCTV for home use, but of course your products are also ideal for business, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Probably about 30% of our business would be through small businesses. The other 70% is residential, but certainly, yeah, there's a really vibrant and growing business in small business security.
Coming up to June 30, would you see a little more activity from business around this time of year?
We do. We do see a spike in June and then pushing into July. And I guess over the years, we've sort of fine-tuned that with end of financial year promotions and sales and some really sharp deals for businesses to take advantage of that. But definitely, it's a really busy time and it is a sales spike for us at that time.
Yeah, so a good idea to check in with the accountant and the ATO to see what you can sort of leverage coming up to June 30. But typically, what sort of products are small businesses looking at from Swan?
So for small businesses with us, it's a mixture of wired security systems, CCTV systems that, where there'll be multiple cameras that they connect into a DVR box or recording box, and then they connect that to the internet. A lot of small business owners will then have a look at what the business looks like when they're away from the location, when they're at home or away, out and about doing things. They can then check in on the business using their phone. And we're seeing real growth as well in wireless cameras in small businesses as well. The ease of use, the ease of setup is something that a lot of small business owners and managers really like. But I think if you're going to go any more than about four cameras in a small business, probably better to go with a wired system.
Speaking of small business, of course, that is more of a situation where business owners are going to be maybe away from the property and having a look at it. How do they deal with it in terms of recording and keeping the footage safely? Because, of course, back in the old day, the thief might break into a premises and just steal the recording box.
Yeah, a lot of the new systems now, Andy, and we have a wireless camera on the market where it records locally, but it also records to the cloud, so that if the camera is stolen, you've always got the footage backed up in the cloud. The other big advantage in having both local and cloud is if the power goes down for some reason, be it just a natural incident or someone actually cuts the power, you've got the backup of the recording still happening to the local memory. So that's a really good option to look for if you're a small business owner or manager, is having both local and cloud recording. A lot of times now, the wired systems as well, you can back up clips, images, small video clips to your Dropbox account. So that's another way of sort of having that safeguard in the event that something does happen to the hardware on site.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth pointing out, because so many movies and TV shows I watch and whether someone's breaking into a 7-Eleven or a bank or whatever, and someone goes and takes a recordable DVD or hard drive out and say, there, nobody will have a copy of the footage. But now, of course, we need to remember that cloud recording's an option, right?
Yeah, definitely. And there's some other sort of smart things that people can do, like sometimes have the hardware locked away, but have a dummy device out. Have a system that looks like it's the security sitting out. There might just be a shell or a faulty one or an old one or something. There's some clever things that I've seen small businesses do. But the other message I'd give to small business owners and managers is it's best to think about security in terms of the deterrent factor. You want to make sure that you've got visible signs of security around your business so that, be it, a burglar or be it, a shoplifter or even potentially staff who might be thinking of helping themselves to the merchandise, so to speak, they're going to think twice if there's security around the place. So it's best to think of security in terms of the deterrent factor and then also those other things we talked about where you save the video to and all that.
Excellent. Good tips there for business. What about the average consumer there? You've got so much now on the market compared to just a few years ago from Swan in terms of home security. What's the best-selling product right now for the average homeowner?
Yeah, right now we're selling heaps of our wire-free smart security camera. It's battery-powered, rechargeable battery. It has a technology, Andy, that's really been popular for us this year. It's called True Detect, and that's where the camera actually senses the heat of moving objects, so people and cars. What that means is that it records not as frequently. It only records when it really picks up the activity you want to see, like people and cars, meaning it's much more efficient. It records less often, but it records the things you care about. And then it also sends you a push notification when it senses that heat-based activity. So It's much more reliable for everyday consumers and for small business owners. That's been really popular for us. And that same TrueDetect technology, as we call it, is now also in our wired systems as well. So that just takes security to another level where you can really rely on the recording and the push notifications that you're going to get as being something is worth checking out and not just maybe a tree blowing in the wind or something. So we're real-time poor, so that just makes it much more efficient in terms of what you're looking at and you're not wasting your time then, which is great.
That is a real-time saver because, I've done this in the past where maybe there's been an incident and you've found yourself tracking potentially for hours through footage trying to find, what happened and when it happened.
Yeah, and I remember years ago we lost our cat and it disappeared and the kids were all distraught and I was able to go to the videotape to play back the video of the day to see what the cat's movements were, and I had to basically go through footage all day kind of, trying to track down what the cat's movements were, and eventually we tracked down that it was under the house. But these days you can be much more targeted in what you're doing, and it just saves you time. And I also love the fact that the push notifications, we're all so reliant on our smartphones now, but if you're getting a notification that there's been some activity, you can then log on straight away, have a look at the video, see if there's a problem, notify a neighbour or a relative or the police if you think there's something serious going on. It just saves you time and saves you that, or gives you that peace of mind that's what we're all looking for, I guess.
That is a great solution. But of course, Swan isn't the only one in this market space. There are lots of options on the market, especially from imports. When people are looking at a solution, what should they be wary of when buying?
Look, I think it's always important with security to go for a reputable brand. If you just do a Google search on security, you'll see the brands that are out there, ourselves and there's a number of others that are reputable. Avoid at all costs generic imported cameras that are no-name, because then there's a chance of the data that you're saving and streaming being hacked. You want to make sure you go for a reputable brand. Make sure you've got a username and password on your system. Protect that just the same way as you'd protect your details for internet banking. You really want to take your family security very seriously. And so, choose a reputable brand and just make sure you protect the details. If you choose a reputable brand like Swan, our data and our video is encrypted. It is protected. And just, as I say, make sure you keep the details private and you should be okay.
Okay, and so many people buy, I guess, initially looking at price alone. So how do you feel that Swan products sit in terms of both pricing and features? And I guess, how do you find a balance there?
Yeah, we always try to be early with features or first to the market if we can, and we feel we've done that with our TrueDetect heat sensing. So I think it's important. We're certainly, I wouldn't say the cheapest, Andy, but we do try to give our customers value for money. And the other thing we do is we try to back up our product with really good support. So we have a 24/7 helpline, really good manuals, video content to help customers either before they purchase or after they purchase. So for us, it's sort of a total service package. So I'd say we're not the cheapest on the market, but I'd like to think we give really good value for money for all our customers.
And of course, coming up to the end of financial year, depending on your situation and what your accountant says, perhaps there's a bit of an extra incentive there, maybe with some end of financial year deals as well. But Jeremy, where can people generally find more information on Swan Gear?
So they can visit our website at swan.com. That's SWANN.com. We're also available at the leading retailers like JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Bunnings Warehouse, Costco, and wherever good security products are sold. Andy?
Good stuff. Jeremy, thanks again for the chat.
My pleasure. Thanks.